doubt U.S. commitment to the alliance, who keeps putting in doubt whether the U.S. will come to the aid of NATO allies if they're attacked. This is the biggest issue, not how much we spend.
Talk about President Trump continually talking about NATO members paying their fair share.
Yeah. Well, this is a bipartisan obsession, this 2% solution. I think the president is using this as a stick to hit the NATO allies. President Trump is the first president since World War II who does not see himself as a leader of the Western alliance, does not see himself as a leader of NATO. He looks at our European allies as economic rivals. So he wants to use this issue to hit them over the head, because in essence, and this is his, if there's such a thing as a Trump policy or a Trump doctrine, it's this. He doesn't believe in alliances. He doesn't want the European countries to be united. He would prefer the United States deal with each country individually, and because he believes we have a greater advantage. So the fear in NATO, and this is what the Secretary General was trying to assuage when in his visit here this week, is that is not that the Europeans aren't spending it too enough on defense. It's that the U.S. is pulling back, that the U.S., who founded NATO, is reneging on its commitments. And President Trump, every day, every time he talks about NATO, does something to increase those fears.
The role of John Bolton, Joe Cernciani?
John Bolton is a serial arms control killer. He has never believed in arms control, negotiated solutions to weapons. So he's the hidden hand behind President Trump's decision to pull out of the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty, the treaty that Ronald Reagan negotiated to pull out, to get rid of nuclear weapons that we were stationing in Europe, what they call the intermediate range nuclear weapons. He never liked the treaty. When it was negotiated, he's in favor of more weapons, not less. And because we're killing the treaty, the U.S., guess what, is now set to build a new ground-launched cruise missile that could be placed in Europe. The nuclear arms race is back in Europe, largely because of John Bolton.
Joe Cernciani, we're going to ask you to stay with us. We're going to do a web exclusive with you at democracynow.org. Joe Cernciani is president of Plowshares Fund, Global Security Foundation, author of Nuclear Nightmares. I'm Amy Goodman. This is Democracy Now! Thanks so much for joining us.
Pizza Party. I am your host, Sergio Lovejoy, also known as Jack Lamming, and I'm sitting, there's someone sitting across from me. What's his name?
Oh, me?
Yeah,
oh,
that's you.
Oh, hi. It's me, Tristan Wheeler, the other host of the show.
We 50-50 split. We're both the host.
Yeah, we. I'm trying to get him to sell a few of his host shares to me so I can get a majority in the company.
No,
but
I will
not
give you my voting shares. Yeah. You're not getting anything of the sort.
Yeah, so this is Radio Pizza Party. It's a show. And
it's a show.
Now that the Music Collective didn't happen today, they usually are on
They're
before
usually
us.
Before us. And the room is usually very warm.
Yeah, it's because they have a lot of people.
Upwards of 10 degrees hotter than it is now.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not.
Yeah, but before us, we had Democracy Now. So yes. I'm really sorry to any listeners of Democracy Now who yeah. just left their radio on because you're about to not listen to, want to listen to Democracy Now anymore because we're so good.
Yeah.
We're going to have to give you the same level of content.
That, yeah, this is like when I'm listening to podcasts and I switch over from like On the Media to Comedy Bang Bang.
Mm-hmm.
Both, we're going to be as funny as Comedy Bang Bang is what I'm saying today.
And as informative as On the Media.
Yeah.
And that Supreme Court one.
Yeah.
We broadcast from 101.9 FM, which is...
there's some information for you.
There's some information, which is at the University of British Columbia, here on the unceded territory of the Musqueam people.
That's where we are.
That's where we are. And we do this every week. So, I mean, you should
if
know.
If you didn't know that already...
You're a new listener.
Which we covet.
Yeah, we covet new listeners.
We put new listeners on a pedestal.
So, Jack, what do we? What would you say we do here?
If I was to say it, how many words do I get in my description?
I'll give you 15 words.
15 words. All right. We host a variety show that aims to cover many topics, all of them comedic.
Well, I should have given you less. I feel like that was pretty easy. I feel like you had to pat it out.
I did a little bit. I used the word many.
You kind of had to use the passive voice.
Yeah. But hey, it worked out.
It worked out.
And I'd like to say, if I may,
dude,
I'd like to say it was quite concise and accurate.
Accurate.
Yeah.
Accurate. But you might have heard a couple, you might have heard someone who's not us in this room.
Yeah.
Whoa, you just heard that. And we got a guest. Remember when we never had guests and then we'd be always be like, oh, we never have guests. But now we have guests on like every time.
Yeah, we haven't done a solo bro show in
yeah.
a while.
No, we haven't. But we are here with Mia Kramer. How's it going?
Hello. It's going good. How are you doing?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. So what have you been up to today? How was your day? What have you been doing? It's no longer classes.
It's no longer classes. It is still work, however. So how's that work today?
You don't have to be too specific, but what do you do? Where do you work and what's your boss's name?
I work at Triumph. I'm not going to tell you my boss's name.
Okay.
Because all of the people listening definitely are going to stalk me. I can just feel it. I can feel the vibes.
We're known for that. We have a very high stalker to listener radio.
Yeah.
Ratio. We're not proud of it.
No, but I mean it does get us listeners, which is, you know, it's kind of like that you have to give and take a little.
Yeah.
We get a lot of phone-ins that are just heavy breathing. Mm-hmm. I don't like those.
No, but, I started to record them because you can kind of
remix them
a little, put some reverb.
Excellent music, yeah.
Yeah, just like underneath your favorite songs, it really works. Whoa. it's going to be a lot of that.
Yeah.
Jack, what about you? What have you been up to?
I have not been up to much today.
Cool.
I woke up later than I should have. I didn't get as
5
much.
5 a.m.?
Yeah, 4:45.
Oh, yeah, that's sleeping in.
I know. You know me. I got less studying than I should have. Got done less. I can't.
You
talk
did
right
less
now.
Studying
I
than
did
you
less
wanted.
Studying than I should have.
So you did
which
like
is
eight
to say,
hours?
No studying.
Oh, clearly okay. Needed a little more English.
All right.
All right.
You're a guest.
We got a roast master over here.
And then we cleaned our sheets, and I tried to put them on, and I had broken my nail the other day,
mm-hmm.
and it
caught your fingernail.
My fingernail. Not one of the nails that keeps our bed together. Mm-hmm. It was my fingernail.
Mm-hmm.
And I...
He's not on a bed of nails, people.
I am not. Not anymore.
No.
I bought a real mattress.
Cool.
And I was putting on the sheets, and it caught, and now half of my nail peeled back, and that hurt a lot.
Another thing, though, a cot. That's a type of bed. And you said you caught your finger on it, so that's kind of funny.
I caught my finger on my
that's
cot.
That's pretty funny, if I can say so.
Yeah,
you know
listeners,
what?
If you
I'll
caught
it.
Listeners, no. If you caught that one, you're one of the good ones. You're one of the good listeners. Active listening.
Yes.
Do you need to active listen
yes.
to other people talk?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
Of course. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Active uh-huh. listening.
Active,
of
yeah.
course.
What is that? Is that what active listening is?
I think
when you repeat things back.
Yeah.
I think it's saying active listening.
Oh yeah, I'm active. Oh, I'm
active,
active
listening.
Yeah, I'm listening right now.
Yep.
I'm
but you just
attention.
Sort of whisper it so you can let them talk.
Oh yeah,
just
yeah.
Like,
active whispering.
Active listening. And they're like, "What? What did you say? Oh, I'm just nothing."
Active listening.
Maybe that's what the call-ins are. It's just people are letting you know that they're listening.
That would
we
make
do
sense.
Have very active listeners.
I would appreciate that, actually. Yeah.
It's perfect reframing. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
How was your day, Tristan? Let's go behind the candelabra.
Let's go behind. Let's go behind the curtain.
Yes.
There's a big curtain here. It's really weird.
Yeah. Let's pay some attention to the man behind the curtain.
And it's me this time.
Yeah.
Today I did the thing where I woke up. That was so far so good.
That's a great thing I like to do.
Yeah. 8:45. Kind of slept in a little bit. Had a shower. Then came to this old campus.
Had a shower.
Okay. And then I was working at the old newspaper, but it's... given that the semester here is kind of slowing down, there's not as much needing to be done. So
when
I played a lot of Mario
at the newspaper,
today.
Are you out on the streets going, X-ray, X-ray, read all about it.
Kaiser
was shot.
I'm actually the one who like fills in the letters. We get someone else to like
outline the letters.
And then I just kind of fill them in with a really fine.
How thin are the outlines? These letters are, it's like newsprint. It's not very big.
Yeah. So that's why it takes a lot of skill. So I'm hoping to get my way up there, but. It takes a lot of effort. But yeah, so I played a lot of, I played Mario Party, and I played some Mario Kart, just like
and
in my place of work.
And you're being paid for this. I just want to get that button down.
Hey, but I did publish an article. So
what was the article?
It was the best of the photos of the year. So if you guys want to see the best UBC photos of the year, go to that article.
Okay. How many of those photos were you in?
I don't think any.
Sure. Heard that before.
Ugh. How many photos have you been in, Mia?
Have I been in?
Yeah.
As few as possible.
Okay.
I am a supremely unphotogenic person.
Really?
It's kind of a skill. Yeah.
Okay. So, like, do you think, is that a byproduct of just someone's taking a photo and you're like, I just don't even like this? Or are you, like, trying? Or what happens there?
It's if I'm trying, I make a really weird face just because I don't know what to do with myself. And if I'm not trying, I did a ton of theater in my high school, in high school, and I move my face a lot when I talk.
Right.
So it always catches me, like, holding my face in some bizarre position.
You should have been in film. It's much more of a subtle, you could have had much more subtle facial things.
That's true.
Things.
That's
you
true.
You would have had just the camera.
Is that why actors are so photogenic?
Yeah, because they have the same range of emotions as us, believe it or not.
Oh,
really?
Yeah,
I never understood that. Okay,
it's just they're not used to acting on stage. When you like Mia said, you got to be a little more animated, so the people up in the nosebleeds can see that you're smiling at Shakespeare or whatever plays are.
Is that in the Shakespeare's plays?
Shakespeare
will pop up in the middle. Everybody will form a ring around old Billy Shakes. And they'll smile at him.
Yeah, it's kind of like a cameo. Like, you know how Alfred Hitchcock would, like, walk in the background of one of his movies? It was like that.
Every single Shakespeare just pauses. Shakespeare emerges.
There's 10 minutes of silence.
As everyone smiles largely.
Yeah. And then he'll let out a single laugh. Like a, ha! And then the crowd parts and he walks off stage.
Incredibly popular at the Globe.
Yes. Yeah, that was the biggest draw. People were waiting for that moment.
Yeah, and then they'd leave.
Yeah,
I mean, who stays for the rest of the play?
Yeah,
it's like a Billy Joel concert after he does Piano Man. Like, all right.
He better not open with it. I think he's probably learned from that mistake.
Yeah. You put that towards the end.
Yeah.
Or the, you know what? If I was Billy Joel, or BJ as I like to call him.
Okay.
I would end my concerts with Piano Man.
I see that.
Maybe.
I see that. I definitely see that.
Or what if you're having a really off day and you don't really want to do the whole concert?
Just call it
the
in.
Beginning,
call it in.
What I would do is I would make it look like I'm doing the last song and I do Piano Man, if I was Billy Joel in this context. And then as soon as people are like getting up, ready to go after I finish, I start doing da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-da-da. And then people are like, whoa, what that is that? And then I'm doing We Didn't Start the Fire. And then they come back. They come crawling back, and I don't let them come in. Once they're past the gates, they're not. I'm playing that song
to
myself.
You have to pay for the ticket again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No ins and outs. No ins and outs at my Billy Joel concert.
Okay.
Why don't we move on to our first segment, which we do for Auld Lang Syne. It's a little something we call
Auld Lang Syne.
A little something we like to call some news to discuss. Sh- Sugar, sugar, sugar. Okay, that was this news to discuss. Jack, do you have the news up?
Or I do. Let me just go to the CNN homepage.
Okay.
This is our first piece of news. Doug Ford is changing Ontario's logo because it looks like three guys in a hot tub.
Did you hear about this, Mia?
You know what? I have not heard about this critical piece of news right now.
Let me look it up for you.
My first question. They have a logo.
But you know, yeah.
Yes, they do. I mean, does BC have
BC
a logo?
BC has like the sun, I think.
Oh, yeah. It's just a little, you see right. it at the like at the bus station crossing. With
yeah,
the border
stuff like that.
The security
I'm just going to show Mia the it's called the Trillium because I believe that's the flower it's based on. And it's supposed to look, it kind of does.
Okay. Like, yeah, I could see that. But those are stick figures.
Yeah. It's not like detailed men
no.
with like skin and hair.
With skin and other details. It's just sort of, it could be anyone. It honestly could be other primates.
We don't know.
We don't know.
We only see heads and bodies. It could be anything.
It could be a bird. It could be a centaur. The hot tub could go underneath. You could have three centaurs chilling in the hot tub. And that, I think, is a great logo. Yeah,
what if it was definitely... Mr. Tumnus?
What if it's, it's from Wine Witch in the Wardrobe? Remember that was like a reference people say, like, oh, Mr. Tumnus.
People used to say that. I don't use that anymore.
I feel like
during
it was more
arguments.
Of a cultural... Mr. Tumnus.
You're such a Mr. Tumnus.
It's like a logical fallacy.
It's the argument trump card.
Yeah.
You mention Mr. Tumnus and no one can argue with you.
Anymore. No, you can't really go far from there. But yeah, I think personally, silly reason to change a logo. I don't know if that's a controversial thing. Lots of things look dumb. Doesn't mean you got to change
true.
Them.
That's true.
That's very true.
Like
can
Jack.
You name some-
guy looks. Looks thicker than pig. You know what they say.
No. Finish that. Finish the
pig. Pig manure, as they say.
This is my favorite expression.
This isn't that kind of show.
You often make it that kind of show. You referred to Billy Joel as a certain abbreviation. I didn't like.
Yeah,
that.
It's his initials.
Okay, I know, but you kind of said it with a little glint in your eye.
Well, they can't see that. This is on the radio.
It doesn't read on the radio, but can confirm.
Jack's probably one of these guys who's like, it's three dudes in a hot tub.
Yeah,
that's probably you.
I wrote that. I wrote that little slogan.
Oh, you write for? So you write the fake news.
No, I write Doug Ford's press releases. This is all.
These
are all,
What if, potential to reach, they change it. Okay, maybe they change it. Three men in a hot tub time machine 2.
There we go.
Okay. All right.
An homage to the best movie ever made.
Yeah.
Slam Dunk. I'm up for it.
Adam Scott performs in that film.
So I've heard.
Did I tell my story how I saw Adam Scott on this podcast?
You've told
it
before,
radio?
But it bears repeating. It's like that White Stripes song.
Mia, do you know who Adam Scott is?
I do not.
Do you know Parks and Rec?
I have heard of it. I've never seen it.
Okay, let me just quickly pull up a photo as I tell this story.
Okay.
Did you ever see Krampus, that movie?
I have also heard of Krampus. It's on the list.
So I was walking down the street. This is Adam Scott for your... He's in Step Brothers.
He was in Step Brothers. He had the really oiled abs that weren't him.
Do you know who that is?
Photoshopped? No? I think I've seen him before.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He's an actor. I'm walking down the street, and then I'm on Robson and I think Burrard. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yes, those streets cross.
So I'm walking down the street, trying to get to the bus, and then I see something. I'm like, I recognize that dude. And then I do a triple take. I'm like, I freeze. I'm like, that's Adam Scott. So I'm like, I got to say something. I got to do something. So I kind of shuffle, chase him down a little bit. I'm not running, but I'm doing that kind of walk run.
Yeah.
And then I tap him on the shoulder. And he has a podcast called Are You Talking R.E.M. Re-Me.
He wasn't recording at the time.
He was not recording.
He was walking down the street.
Okay. Where they talk about R.E.M. And there's a running joke where they say, how does it feel to be an R.E.M.? So I tap him on the shoulder and I say, does it feel good to be an R.E.M.? And he's wearing headphones, AirPods, and
this Hollywood elite.
And he pulls one out and he's like, "What?" I'm like, "How does it feel to be an REM?" "Oh God, what am I doing?" And he's like, "Ah, yeah, funny." And then I'm like,
but he didn't do the thing from the podcast.
No, I wouldn't expect him to. I just wanted to have that moment. And then I'm like, okay, it's good to meet you. And he just kept walking. And then I walked the other direction. And he was filming Twilight Zone.
Wow.
Yeah, also not at the time.
Also not. I mean, I think there's a good chance he was walking to set.
What if he was walking arm in arm with Jordan Peele? Who would you have said hi to first?
Oh, man. I feel like it would have had the in to be like the REM thing. But then I would have
used that to segue.
I would have then said to Jordan Peele, I've been like, oh, what's like, I can only think of one Jordan Peele. I can only think of the substitute teacher one, but he's not in that sketch.
He's not in that sketch at all.
I'd do that basketball one. I'd be like, you know,
where
they name all the basketball. Okay. Yeah. I was just talking about sketches we've seen.
this is great.
Yeah. All right. Next piece of information. We're still going through this list here.
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to?
Yeah, I'll take this one because you did the last one.
Oh, thanks, man.
Skip the Dishes, you know that company?
Uh-huh.
They're pulling out of the U.S. market because they couldn't get the Canadian John Hamm to do Christopher Plummer, of course, to do the commercial. But they're pulling out of the...
Hold on, there's a...
What?
Wait.
They're pulling out of the U.S. because they couldn't get a Canadian to do it?
No. You know how those Skip the Dishes commercials have John Hamm in them?
Yeah.
I've never seen one.
Me. I feel like I'm throwing so many references and you're missing them all.
You're throwing a lot of the wall and nothing's sticking.
Yeah. But there's like Skip the Dishes ad, which is a Canadian company, and John Hamm is in it. You know who John Hamm is?
No.
What the?
All right. Have you ever seen that movie Tag?
No.
Have you ever seen Mad Men?
No.
What do you do with your time?
I'm working.
Did you?
This guy's John Hamm.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. He's an American actor, like pretty big. Not so much that Mia would know him, but he's in the ads. So they would have to use the Canadian version of John Hamm, which is of course Christopher Plummer, at least in my opinion. And they couldn't get it, so they had to pull out of the market.
So they just gave up.
They just gave up.
It's fair enough.
Fair enough.
All right.
Cool. Next piece of information. Do you want to?
I'll read that one.
Do you want to do that one?
Japanese space probe bombed a meteor. Wow.
That actually happened. Mia, do you know about this?
I've heard this one, yes.
Okay,
all right, run us through it.
Okay, finally.
I haven't looked up the details yet, but...
I just looked at the headlines, so we're probably all on the same page.
Yeah.
You're head of the Japanese space program.
Sick.
And you have the ability to bomb a meteor.
Okay.
Do you do it?
Well, is anyone, can you realistically ask anyone that question and they're like, you know what? Don't really feel like bombing a meteor today.
Yeah. I wonder if the meteor was coming towards Earth. Do you think that piece of information was maybe withheld?
I feel like we would have heard a lot more about it.
Yeah.
If this was like life or death.
Maybe they don't want to tell us.
We hear about it every time Mercury is in retrograde. They would have told us about a meteor heading towards Earth. Unless it was like a cover-up. They're like, oh, yeah, we're just smashing it for fun. Maybe there's an alien base.
An alien base? Wow, that'd be a story. I'd want to hear about that. But maybe they didn't want to tell us because they didn't want, they didn't want us to freak out.
That's fair.
And they had to get a miner to go on the mount thing and blow it up.
Yeah, the spacecraft actually was carrying several movie stars.
Bruce Willis. I think, what's her name? Liv Tyler? Okay.
Elizabeth Taylor,
yeah. I have one more piece of news.
You do? This was not on the document. Is this a secret?
No, it's this link here, but it has audio to it.
Oh, my goodness.
So let me just quickly open this up. This is kind of like a fun little thing. This whole show.
Oh, my.
The audio isn't the best because it's someone filming off of a TV, but I'm going to play it anyways, okay?
Hit us with it.
Oh, wait, let me just go. This is from Price is Right.
Okay.
Take from us. Deborah, we hope you're ready for an amazing vacation to beautiful British Columbia.
So far, so good.
You and a guest will fly round trip coach from Los Angeles to Castle Garden, Canada, and head to Nelson in a rental car for a 6-night stay.
I have so much to say about this. I have so much to say about this.
Listen, when I told people, I'm from Minnesota in the United States, and when I said I'm going to UBC, they were like, wow, is that by Castle Garden?
Whoa.
Hold on, what?
Did someone actually say that?
No.
Oh, I was like, you had my hopes up. Yeah, so for those listeners who maybe are new, I'm from Castle Garden, which is a kind of a fun little fact we like to bring up. But the Price is Right.
It comes up a lot.
The Price is Right is giving people trips to the Western Kootenai Boundary Region. How fun is that?
Okay, one, run me through some of the attractions that Castle Garden has to offer if I was to win this.
So, like, you go to Castle Garden, mm-hmm. but then you take probably a shuttle to Nelson, which has a little bit more to offer.
Is that what it said?
Castle Garden.
Okay. Well, that's what the trip is. But if you want to talk about Castle Garden, we can talk about Castle Garden.
Let's say the shuttle breaks down. Mm-hmm. You're stuck in Castle Garden for 2 months. What are you going to do?
You got to find a place fast. Find somewhere to live. Okay, you go. First thing you're hitting is Stanley Humphrey Secondary School. High school, you're driving by that. You're
22 years old, and you're hiding. First thing to do is go to a high school.
Well, I'm saying that people might be interested to see that, to see where I went to school.
And that's named after Stanley Humphreys, like maybe an ex-mayor, like the founder of the town.
No, Stanley Humphreys was just a school administrator.
Okay.
Yeah, just simply that. You go then you can go to the Dukobor Cultural Center / Museum, so you can learn about that. There's a statue of Leo Tolstoy.
Is this a moving statue?
No, it's not one of those ones that it stands really still.
Tolstoy goes, ah!
If you give it a dollar, it won't like do like a robot dance.
Yeah. Oh, it's not an animatronic Leo Tolstoy.
No, that would be, we're trying to make that, that'd be a good idea though.
You never see those guys on the bus home.
What do you mean?
Like there's people that like paint themselves gold and stuff like that. How do they get home?
Well, they have their Maseratis. Do you know how much money those guys make?
Like $1 million a day?
Yeah, like something small like that. We get way more for our radio show. So
yeah, we're on the Stern contract here.
Yeah. Jack was very stern with them, and they said, no, that's not going to help you here.
We work with kindness.
Yeah. What else is in Castlegar? McDonald's. There's a 7-Eleven.
Okay.
You can go to the movie theater I used to work at.
What if I was to go there and I brought up your name?
The manager would probably be like, oh, yeah, Tristan, he's great, or something.
He'd say you were great.
And it's a her, actually, Jack.
I don't think I'd put a gender. I just said if I was to go there and mention your name.
You said him. I'm just saying. Just getting you.
Don't get me. I don't like being got. We've been over this.
That's what public radio is for, though.
Yeah, you've been gotted.
Not again.
But or you could also go to the Shoppers. You could go to the Tallarico. I won't say that. I was gonna maybe dox someone. I didn't realize it. You could go to.
That's not what public radio.
Yeah. Yeah. With the amount of stalkers we have, we cannot afford to be doxing anyone.
There is a place that is in that town that someone I know works with. Okay, so that is that.
All of these places you've listed are in every town, and most of them are chains.
What?
Except for the high school and the movie theater. You were like McDonald's, Shoppers, 7-Eleven.
The Cultural Center.
Oh, yeah, the Dukobor Cultural Center. There's tons of those everywhere.
I think there's maybe two. So that has been some news to discuss. Okay, sweet.
That was quick and to the point.
Yeah, that's like our radio show. Quick and to the point. Mm-hmm. No means
it never drags on.
No means meandering anywhere.
No means meandering at all.
Exactly. Like Democracy Now, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, truly.
We can wrap up in 30 seconds.
Yeah, let's do it. All right, bye.
Yep.
Bye. No, we're going to actually go to a QLB, though.
And what does that stand for?
Quick little break. You know it.
There's an idea for our next
Gotta
T-shirt.
Got to do it to him.
QLB.
Yeah.
And then on the back, all the way down the entire shirt, it says, if you know, you know.
Yeah. What do you mean all the way down?
Like, it's in huge font, it says, and the letters are all stretched really tall.
Are they middle justified?
I don't know if there's any justification for making a T-shirt for a college radio show.
Okay. The kerning is...
Terrible.
So
it's way off.
So bad it's Kemming.
Oy.
Hey, need some design humor. This song is called Dead of Night.
Roman Mars, please come on our show.
Yeah, please. This is by Orville Peck, and it's from the album Pony. And
related to Orville Redenbacher.
Yeah, last I checked. So I'm going to play this song, play some ads. I don't know why I was so
trepidatious
there. We're
going to play some SpawnCon.
Some SpawnCon.
And then we'll be right back.
And we'll be right back.
The sun goes down another dreamless night. You're right by my side. You wake me up. You say it's time to ride. In the dead of night, strange canyon road, strange look in your eyes. You shut them as we fly. As we fly. Stark Hollow Town, Carson City Lights. Baby, let's get high. Spend Johnny's cash, hitch another ride. We laugh until we cry. You say go fast, I say hold on.
Thinking that I might want to write, like, stuff for a magazine, dude.
You know you can do that at CITR and Discorder, right?
What?
Yeah, you can review live shows where you get in for free, or music and books and stuff that's coming out, or do write-ups on artists and local issues for Discorder magazine.
That's sick, bro.
Yeah, just email volunteer at CITR.ca and they can help you get started or just come into the station whenever.
Dude, I totally will.
With Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
I need a creative outlet. How on earth can I channel everything that's inside of me?
You know you can do that at CITR and Discorder, right?
Pardon me?
Yeah, you can illustrate for Discorder magazine or take photographs of events and artists, and they can teach you how to use Photoshop in their media lab.
That is so exhilarating. It fills my soul with lightning.
Yeah, just email volunteer@CITR.ca and they can help you get started or just come into the station whenever.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Do you like the sound of your own voice? Are you a student that has a lot to say about the University of British Columbia?
If so, there is a place for you.
The UBC Affairs Collective is a brand new collective at CITR 101.9 FM that brings students together to cover campus news, including research developments, arts and culture, live discussions, and lots more.
The Collective produces a weekly radio show, the UBC Happy Hour, that airs every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. You can find all the episodes podcasted online at CITR.ca.
Send an email to ubcaffairs@CITR.ca if you'd like to get involved. No prior radio experience is necessary.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Oh, hi. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam here at the UBC campus, as it is also known as...
A.K.A.
A.K.A., as they say. Not F.K.A.
No, this isn't the radio show F.K.A. Radio Pizza Party.
Yeah.
We're still known as that.
We're still known as that. Jack, you are my co-host.
I'd like to be called that, yes.
Cool.
Sometimes you don't call me that when we're out and about.
Mm-hmm. Well, gotta keep it professional.
Yeah, fair
enough. And Mia?
Hello.
You are our guest.
Our
esteemed guest.
Esteemed.
Oh.
Yeah,
I've never been esteemed before.
And she's steamed. Like, she's pretty upset. Like, yeah.
I'm on Radio Pizza Party, so.
It's the angriest radio show this side of the Mississippi.
Wow. That's... I don't know if that's...
That's not true.
We're... Okay, why do people say that? Because where does the Mississippi go?
The Mississippi is about, I feel like this, like the other side of the Mississippi was like frontier territory.
Okay, we have an American.
In fact, the Mississippi starts in the state where I was born. So there's
Mississippi?
Actually.
What state?
Minnesota.
Oh, I didn't know.
It's Lake Itasca in Minnesota. But that's a funny expression because. Well, first of all, you can jump over it, which is fun, because then you can say I jumped the Mississippi.
What?
Because it's just a little stream when it starts out. And you can jump.
I didn't know it went all the way up there.
Is that because people are throwing their water into it, and it slowly gets bigger and bigger, and then it's from toilets?
No, at every point, people are dumping industrial waste into it, and that's where the river actually comes from. But so saying west of the Mississippi, we're north of the Mississippi.
Where
not
you
really west of it.
Oh.
Right here.
Oh, right here?
Yeah.
I mean, northwest?
Northwest, sure.
Ish.
So the angriest radio show northwest of the Mississippi.
Yeah.
And that's a title nobody can take.
No. But like Alex Jones and those sort of big, very angry ones.
But he's
not northwest.
He's straight west. He's in Texas.
Oh, okay. That's true.
Depending on where in Texas, he might be south of the Mississippi,
south,
too.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Okay. Yeah.
But we are not that angry.
No. And we're doing... I don't like that you compared us to Alex Jones.
No,
I'm just going to put that right out
no,
there.
No, I think if we're just talking in terms of angriness,
anger
I think
level.
he's got us beat.
He is very angry.
Yeah, I think that's just a fact. And I'm not trying to say our politics align because, hey, I'll say it. They don't.
Good.
But,
I'm glad you got that out there. I've wondered often.
Yeah, Jack's actually more right-wing. It's pretty. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Okay, I think he's just more angry.
Is there anyone angrier than Alex Jones?
Just in the world? That's actually a good question, because I don't know if there are.
There might not be.
Yeah. if you're angry at somebody, does that by default make you madder than them? Because like there's people suing Alex Jones.
Yeah, but you can sue pretty calmly.
Yeah.
That's true. I guess lawyers.
You
can
be
are...
like, here you go, sir. That's it's
a that was the stack.
It's on
of
a clipboard.
Lawyer papers.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's true.
It's true.
So what have we been doing so far?
Oh, wait, no, I had something to say. Oh, yeah, about rivers starting places.
Oh, this is a great one.
Riveting
here
stuff.
We go.
So we talked about Castlegar. That's where the Columbia River starts. Goes all the way to Portland. That's where it empties out into the ocean. So,
do you send messages in the bottle and hope they send one back?
Yeah, I send a little message being like, Portlandia is a great show. Love the few episodes I've seen. Hope you get this, Carrie. Put it in there and then, yeah. I haven't heard anything back.
I guess it's hard to send a message in a bottle up a river.
I mean, you can try. I mean, like, I don't think that's an excuse.
You could put it
really windy out.
That's true. Very true.
Put a little sail on that. Yeah.
If you taped it to a salmon.
That's true. Yeah, it goes up river to spawn.
Mm-hmm.
You'd need really good tape, though.
You'd need very good tape and a very strong salmon, because that is thousands of kilometers. But, you know, salmon.
Hey, the right salmon.
They're pretty buff.
Yeah,
like as far as fish go.
Yeah,
I think Alex Jones, angriest man, salmon, strongest fish.
Yeah, it's like that movie.
Aren't sharks, fish.
I think sharks are
mammals.
No,
they're not mammals. They're most.
They're cartilage. I know that
they are. That's true. That's just a type of bone, though.
No,
but agree to disagree. Okay, freshwater fish then. Salmon, strongest freshwater. Shark. Strongest saltwater.
What about like bass or catfish?
Maybe, eh? Maybe strongest willed. I'm really pulling for salmon here.
But salmon?
I believe it. Yeah, they jump upriver. That's pretty strong willed.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
That takes a lot of mental. They have a low, the threshold? A low social threshold. They don't need a lot of affirmation, which is good. Or sometimes it's bad. Yes, it's just an idea.
Alex Jones also has low social affirmation.
Yeah, he will keep going.
That's true. So salmon and him are quite similar in many ways. Why don't we pick our topic?
Let's do it. 42 minutes in. Let's pick our topic.
I
lost track of time.
Lost track of time. Also, I don't know if I have to pick the topic song. Just ready.
You don't. I know that. Yeah. I don't have it either because I don't have my laptop.
Okay, so
if you find an old episode, just scrub to where we pick a topic.
Okay, let me just scrub.
No, don't look up no scrubs.
Okay. No, all right. All right. So this is the pick your topic song.
No, you did it again.
Oh, what? Oh, every time I hear scrub, I just can't help but just write in scrub. So. It's my fault.
At least you didn't get like a scrub funniest Turk and JD moments. It's happened to me before. That would not.
Oh, the janitor? Ha ha ha. Mia.
Hello.
Why don't you, what is that?
Let's pick a letter between A and Z.
Okay. First of all, it's Z, but it's fine. I'm going to go with Q.
He's American.
Whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm not going to let that fly.
Saying Z.
Z.
Then why is that band called ZZ Top?
Yeah.
You know,
answer
that's
me
a
that.
Great question.
Answer me that.
I hadn't considered that. You're probably right.
So, you said Q?
I said Q.
Okay.
Because it's the best letter.
That's a good letter. It's a good, I think.
It's like QAnon.
Yeah, sure. Jack, remember earlier I was joking? I was like, haha, you're right wing. But I don't know if this is.
I didn't say QAnon was right. For the record, QAnon is a hoax and not a real thing. Just to get that
Jack's
on public
winking.
Record.
It's weird.
I've got my fingers crossed, but you know.
So Q, let me just do some calculations here.
Okay.
1 second. As a computer science major, that's your major, right?
That's not my major, but I've done plenty of computer
science. I know you've done a lot of computer science, but you'll appreciate this computation.
I'm very excited.
Beep, 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 beep.
Oh my god. Beep, beep, that, beep, beep, it looks like the Matrix.
He's put his hacker hoodie on.
Yeah, there's a hoodie and there's like all the lights are green now and the shade's shut. It's kind of amazing.
It keeps saying access denied over and over again.
I gotta dodge Joe Pantaleone.
Who's that?
The bad guy in The Matrix.
Yeah, he came in here. It's kind of weird.
Okay, calculations have been completed. Our topic for today is exams and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Now, I'd like to start with the stuff first.
Okay, let's start with the stuff, because I realize that's pretty broad, so you could talk about probably anything you want here.
I bought stuff today. That stuff was groceries.
Cool.
What did you buy today, Tristan?
What did I buy today? I bought a coffee.
Good.
And a wrap. W-R-A-P. Watch
you
out.
Got me. I was going to ask. What kind of wrap?
The masala wrap from the deli.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. You ever had that, Mia?
I have not.
Okay, it's pretty good.
Is it just curry in a wrap?
It's like chickpeas and like spices. It's nice. It's pretty good. Yeah, it fills the void.
Oh, no, man.
I went there the other day. Yeah, the void in my heart.
Yeah.
I didn't know that chickpeas did that.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
That's why hummus is so popular.
Oh.
I went there, and when I bought it, the person at the counter, who I see almost every day, she says to me, "It's my favorite wrap." I was like, I'm glad we finally reached this relationship where you can tell me which one's your favorite.
She peeked over her shoulder as she did. She's like, I don't want.
She's like,
Don't tell the man I said this.
Yeah. Okay, meet me 5 o'clock behind the restaurant once we're closed. I need something. I got to tell you something. Masala wrap's my favorite. Do with that what you will. We didn't have this conversation.
And now we're broadcasting it over there.
Oh, shoot. Damn it. I didn't consider that.
These stalkers we have are going to be going crazy.
The good thing is that I think we could say some stuff. I don't think it would just get out. I don't think it would get out. I think Jack could say something illegal, which he always is trying to do. And no one would notice because, I don't know, the stalkers, they don't care.
Stalkers just want to have fun.
That's what it really comes down to.
That's what it comes down to. And the stalkers on this show are good at keeping secrets. Also.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like considerate stalkers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like if they find out the address of like where we live, they won't tell the other stalkers.
They'll send us a fruit basket.
Yeah. It's like a nice thing. And then only one of them will be a blood orange, the scariest fruit. So exams and stuff. What kind of stuff have you purchased today, Mia, if you've purchased anything?
I purchased a small snack, actually, right before I came here.
Oh, wow. How small?
not super small. It's not like...
Not like microscopic.
Was it like a single Tic Tac?
It was larger than a single Tic Tac.
Was it one of those small... You know how they have those small, like people make like a tiny chicken parmesan or something?
No.
You ever see those videos?
I've seen those. They feed them to their hamster, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, it's just a bag of peanuts. Very exciting stuff.
Wow.
Salted, roasted,
honey. Salted and roasted.
Whoa, okay. I didn't realize we had a Rockefeller in the studio.
She can afford both the salt and the roast.
Yeah.
That's why I said she was a roast master, and I was correct.
It's true.
Yeah.
We got
in every sense.
In every sense of the word.
We got whoever the roast master general is in here. Who's that guy?
Jeff Ross. Yeah. What about exams? So it is, for those who don't go to university, which...
Yeah, explain exams to these people.
Okay, so... all right, so I'm not sure if... Do you guys remember spelling bees or like vocab tests elementary school?
I do.
Think about the movie Aquila and the Bee.
Yeah, think about that. And then...
lost a few spelling bees, actually.
I've never... Have you won any?
No, but I've lost a few.
Oh.
You didn't win scripts?
I did not.
What words do you remember if you lost on a particular word?
I don't. This was in like third grade.
Oh, okay.
But it was probably pretty easy.
It's probably like tomb. And you're like, T-O-O-M. That was kind of mean. I don't know why I said that.
That was really mean.
It's really mean to third grade me.
Yeah.
As soon as I was saying that, I was like, I don't know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean for that to be so mean.
Okay.
Okay. So what was I explaining? Oh, yeah. Exams. So
we know one thing so far. It's very similar to the movie Aquila and the Bee.
Is that the one where the kid gets stung by bees?
No,
and he needs to wear his glasses.
My Girl.
Oh, okay.
Aquila and the Bee is the one about the girl who gets trained by Lawrence Fishburne to win the National Spelling Bee.
Okay, so it's like that, but for 3 weeks.
Yeah,
Lawrence Fishburne.
Lawrence Fishburne comes. you
also in the Matrix.
It's got a busy schedule here.
Yeah,
yeah. And he makes you take a bunch of pills.
Oh God!
But they make you focus.
That's not legal.
Oh no. I keep saying illegal things on the air, man.
I know what you're saying.
I'm not doing well today.
Yeah, God.
Okay, they'll keep the secret.
Yeah. Yeah, so exams. I only got one exam. You guys got exams? What do you use?
I have three in the next week. I have one on Tuesday, one on Wednesday, and one on Saturday, and they are all at 8:30 in the morning.
Ooh.
I also have a 15-page paper due on Thursday. and then I have one more exam on the 23rd.
Well, you got some time for that one.
Yeah, I do. I'm going to get out of Dodge, as they say. Not Dodge City, Utah, but Vancouver City, Canada.
Yeah.
And also known as Dodge.
Yeah, because everybody drives Dodges here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go up to Whistler and probably not do a whole heck of a lot.
Mm-hmm. What about yourself, ma'am? Are you in classes?
I'm taking one class.
Oh, okay.
And I do have an exam for it. But I feel that it is... I feel that I've been treated unfairly by exam seasons in the past.
Okay.
The two exam seasons before this, I had... three finals in 3 days starting in the first day of finals.
Oh,
ouch.
Twice in a row.
Oh, and then is this one a little more generous with its placement? Or
no, but there's only one of them.
Oh, okay.
So it's not as bad.
This, I would say that this has been my worst
that
exam
pretty
schedule
pretty
so
bad.
Far. I had one when I had 2 weeks off when I was at UVic,
mm-hmm.
and that was no fun. Because I was like, what am I going to do for 2 weeks in Victoria?
Like you can only study so much at that point. Right?
And I had no money because it was like April, and I had not really worked consistently since the September before. I was like, what am I going to do here?
No, I know that feeling. I only have one exam.
Yeah, it's on the 25th.
It's 25th.
What time of day is it?
I don't even know.
I guess,
11.
You don't have to know.
Yeah.
You don't need to know yet for a very long time.
I think 11 a.m. though. So like
that's
the
good
best
one.
Time.
Yeah,
that's the best
good
time
one.
For an exam.
All but one of my exams are at 8:30.
Dude, but I like those because then you can kind of have the rest of your day.
Yeah, to study.
To study for the next one.
Yes, in your case, it's not so much. But like I like having that accomplishment first thing in the morning. Bam.
That's true. And then you go get a coffee or a beer at like 11 in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
To sure. Go do a shot with your professor.
Once after, actually, no, boring story.
no. Let's.
No, it's literally a boring story.
Once I had a professor.
It's a good story. Yeah. Me too, actually.
You had a professor?
I had a professor.
That's bonkers.
That's wild.
So we planned a little game here. It's a little game we like to call Mama Mia.
Hey.
Oh my God. It's funny.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
On a dime.
Yeah, we just get that line out. So this is where we're going to talk about the notable movie series called Mamma Mia. Also, I believe a stage play originally.
I think it was originally a stage play.
Yeah. So Mia, your name is in the title.
That's true.
Not the mama part. Your name is Mia.
No, just Mia.
Yeah. What? Where do you stand on these?
You know what? I'm going to let you in on a little secret.
Okay.
I've never seen him.
I don't know why I didn't expect
out
that.
Out of this studio. But what
do you think they're about?
What do you think they're about?
Well,
give us your best recollection.
Yeah, if I could give you like, okay, Mamma Mia 1, you have to kind of pretend based on like social cues or like what people have talked about. What do you think Mamma Mia 1 is about?
Yeah, we'll go out of the studio, give you a few minutes to think about
okay,
it.
Okay. I'm going to guess that it involves singing and dancing.
Okay. No, but what's the plot?
But
Act
I'm
one.
Getting to that.
Okay.
Getting to that. Okay, Act one. Well, what happens in Act one? Okay, so you've got to introduce your characters, and you've got to introduce a problem.
Yeah.
What's a good problem for a character potentially named Mia? An upcoming exam.
Oh.
Okay, so.
Oh, this sounds familiar.
Mia, or
we're running this
Mama
down.
Mia, as she's known by her friends, has an exam coming up. In musical theater.
Yeah. Applicable.
So that's Act one.
Okay. Act two.
Act two. She finds out that
some obstacles are in her way.
Yeah, there's gotta be an obstacle that actually the day before the exam is It was a wedding.
Whoa.
It was a wedding the day before the exam.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's a very exciting time. It's not her. She's not getting married. It's her friend, Daddy Dan.
Daddy Dan.
Dan. Yeah,
Mama Mia and Daddy Dan?
Exactly. They're not together, though. It's just a coincidence.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's getting married, and that's a huge problem for taking the exam.
Who's Daddy Dan getting married to?
Alice.
Oh, hey, yeah. It is good name as any. Yeah,
it's a great name. Right. Yeah. And then Act 3.
Act 3. We find out the wedding day is approaching, and we find out that the theme of the wedding is LSD.
Whoa!
Whoa! Oh, boy.
Okay.
So she's getting really worried because she can't not go to the wedding.
Yeah.
That'd be super rude.
Yeah.
Got an exam.
I'm assuming they're all close friends.
Yeah. Very close friends.
Okay.
From childhood.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Act 4.
Oh, whoa. We're doing the Shakespearean 6-act play.
We're doing this. Well, wait. I thought there were 5 acts, but 3 is
oh,
fine.
Oh, 5.
We can leave it at 3.
Yeah.
It's actually, the story is finished in Mamma Mia 2.
Oh.
Story 1 has a cliffhanger.
What's the cliffhanger?
They drop the LSD.
Oh.
And the last shot is the piece of paper landing on all their tongues.
Exactly.
And then to be continued.
Yeah. And that's Mamma Mia.
Wow.
Yeah. Great film. Truly a masterpiece.
Now we gotta wrap up this story. Mamma Mia 2.
Opens.
What are we talking?
Cold open.
everyone is staring intent. The church ceiling is painted in bright colors.
Right.
Everyone's just like looking at it.
Uh-huh.
Are
they in the Sistine Chapel?
They are in the Sistine Chapel, actually.
Oh, wow. Those are some of the most bright colors around.
Yeah,
it's an expensive place to rent, too.
Very expensive wedding, yeah. But that's okay, because Daddy Dan is very rich.
I mean, lives up to the name.
He's the Pope.
Yeah, Daddy Dan is actually the Pope in disguise.
What? In disguise? He's like, I gotta get
the...
Hey.
Well, the Pope can't be seen taking LSD.
Or getting married.
Or being nicknamed Daddy Dan. I feel like that would be bad for his PR.
This is true.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Surprisingly not that looked down upon in the Catholic Church. And then, Act 1 of Mamma Mia 2.
We're in the Sistine Chapel. Everybody's on acid.
Everyone's on acid. And it's actually sort of like it's like an acid dream sequence, actually. Where
for the first act,
the first
like
cold open,
solid half hour, 40 minutes.
Well, it starts, it's very artistic because it starts, the camera's focused on the super dilated pupil.
Oh,
of Mamma Mia.
Yeah,
zooms out. And she goes on this journey and finds out that she actually doesn't like musical theater. And so that's, you know, shocking to find out. And there's some really great special effects in Mamma Mia, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the big set piece?
I'm super excited.
The big set piece is actually... she wakes up inside of the belly of a whale.
Whoa, what?
Whoa. I'm seeing a lot of religious imagery.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, because she's looking at Daddy Dan, the Pope.
And he has a belly as big as a whale.
Right, exactly. Because the Pope eats a lot, apparently.
Yeah.
You've got to figure out something to have
fun.
A lot
of communion wafers.
Right. And so then she has to do a musical number while on acid inside the belly of a whale. Doesn't go super well. And she realizes, you know what? If I really loved musical theater, I would have been able to do this.
Which ABBA song is it when she's inside of the whale? Because it has to be ABBA.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
What else do you play in the belly of a whale on acid other than ABBA? Well, because it's musical theater. There's a dance number, so it's, of course, Dancing Queen.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes,
makes sense.
So next day, wakes up. The exam was also actually at 8:30. This is actually
Wow.
Yeah.
Seeing a lot of parallels with my own life.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, so this is all, like, I haven't seen the movie. This is all just from context.
Yeah, this is just all from what people say.
Social
keys,
go to the exam, and she's kind of like, okay, so she's not super into musical theater enough to do it, but, like, kind of has the personality. So she has to show up and dramatically let everyone know that she no longer likes musical theater.
Okay, I think I might
in a dance form.
Oh, okay.
So that's the big dance number of the movie. Oh, wow. Is her announcing to everyone.
Even bigger than the belly of the whale. Even LSD bigger than trip.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Not the set's not as good. Like, that's a big set piece, but it's a great
They blew all the budget on that.
Yeah, they blew the budget. While everyone's trying to take an exam, it's, like, super distracting.
Oh, like, kind of a wait, rude It's not rude like a performance exam. It's people are writing on papers while she, Mamma Mia herself, is, like, performing.
Yeah, well, but then they like, you know, they start out writing and then they incorporate that into the dancing. So, yeah. The exam writing.
Like, and they're like, like, you
don't
listen.
Exactly, exactly. But then in the final act, she discovered that actually... She does like musical theater because announcing to her class that she hated musical theater was so much fun. The dancing was so great. And she just had a terrible professor the whole time. Wow. And that's Mamma Mia too.
Wow. Some of the best, you know, some of the best stories have a character that does not change. I think those are, yeah.
You've got to go back to square one.
Yeah. Big circles are the best way to do it.
Yeah.
If I've learned anything from watching Mamma Mia.
Yeah. Jack, I feel like you had a question.
I was just wondering when Act 1 ended. I feel like I missed that. Or wait, Act 2,
I think,
I
with the Belly of the Whale
Yeah,
sequence.
The Belly of the Whale is the end of Act 1. Okay. End of Act 2 is the big dance number. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
And then Act 3 is...
The, like, rediscovery portion. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good montage of musical theater.
Yeah.
They actually just, like, play a sped up version of Mamma Mia 1 and the first two acts of Mamma Mia 2 as the montage.
Yeah, I guess.
It's very, they really used all the budget on the whale scene.
She's, like, the main character, none of the characters have any makeup after that.
No.
The lighting's
like,
terrible.
They're wearing their clothes that they came to set with, like, their track pants and a t-shirt.
And it's just like a camera phone is vertical, actually, from that.
Oh, it's
on.
Like on the.
Yeah.
They don't even. They're so bad they don't even know to shoot horizontal.
Yeah. Well, the camera people left.
Oh yeah, but then they got to start padding it out too because they're out of time to shoot. So they're putting like videos of, like people getting kicked downstairs and stuff like that.
Yeah. Just like whatever they found on Reddit that day.
Yeah. A video about how to make lasagna.
Yeah, like they're just okay. So I'm glad. I'm glad we could figure that out.
Yeah.
As a crew, why don't we go to a break?
Let's go to a break. I think we need to go and dream it all up again after that.
Yeah.
This next song is called Haunted Waters. It is by Spelling, and it's from the album Mazzy. So we're going to play that song, and then we're going to be back.
Yeah. And then we'll be back.
All right.
Thank you. Let's see here.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Hey, it's Prophecy Sun. Meow! You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon as we explore the universal energy that connects us all. Let's discuss our journey of self-discovery, joy, presence, and living with authenticity. We can create positive change in the world, and it starts within each one of us. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Australia and Canada both have wide open spaces and wild sounds that fill them. Join your host, Matt, as he shares brand new tunes and archived classics from the independent music worlds of Australia and Canada on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Listen Tuesdays from 11 p.m. to midnight.
What is up?
What's up?
What is up?
Hey!
Call in to tell us what's up. 604-822-2487.
If you know what's up.
Or?
Please, someone tell us.
604-UBC-CITR.
Tell us what you're doing tonight. We don't have any plans.
Yeah, we'll join. Hey, you know, we'll tag along, I guess. I mean, you didn't invite us, but we'll tag along.
Well, that's why you're calling, to invite
us.
I'm sure you just forgot.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Let's just get this out of the way. If you're telling us what you're doing on air, it is an implicit invitation.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just for the legal
ramifications
thing of it.
Yeah.
For the lawyers watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the lawyers at
listening.
Home.
With our big lawyer.
What do you think the Venn diagram of lawyers and listeners to CITR?
I'd say there's at least four or five.
Out of lawyers in Vancouver?
Yeah. I guess lawyers everywhere, too.
Yeah, I guess it would also be lawyers everywhere. Yeah.
Well, there's like one in like South Africa who really likes the show.
Yeah.
Listens to it streaming.
Probably.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That would be
cool.
Hey,
if you're from South Africa, give us a call. 604-822-2487.
Plus one is the country code.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, plus one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Country code. I always forget about country codes.
It's because ours is so easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just kind of piggybacked on the states. We're like, yeah, we'll do one. Why not?
Is the U.S. one as well?
It is.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then the U.K. is 44.
Cool.
Just like, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
So, we're talking exams. We're here with Mia.
Hello.
And
that's me.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Jack.
I'm Jack.
I guess.
Oh, who cares?
Let's go into the end of the show.
Yeah.
Should we play another game?
What?
Should we play another game?
Which one?
I don't know. Boggle?
Yeah. Boggle?
Yeah.
What's Boggle?
Is that the one where you shake the thing and you have to like find words?
You think of a Yahtzee?
Oh, we got a caller.
All right, calling in.
Oh, finally we can find out what's up.
Hello. Hello?
Hi, this is Wayne Butler from Arcade Fire.
This is who?
Hi, this is Wynn Butler from Arcade Fire.
Wynn Butler from Arcade Fire
the
is calling
in. The man himself?
What are you up to, Wynn?
guys, your show sucks. And I apologize for that.
Is it, why does our show suck?
Well, the last thing I want to say is that Arcade Fire, the name of the alphabet.
I can't. When it sounds like you're a robot, I can't hear anything you're saying. It sounds like a dog barking. I can't hear you.
Goodbye.
Okay, sweet. Wow, that Butler was Wayne Butler, I guess.
He's not a fan.
Not
a very
fan.
Garbled hatred for our show.
Yeah, he said, your show sucks, and we asked him why, and he just like started foaming at the mouth by the sounds of things. He just went in a fugue state. And we weren't able to understand what was going on there. But hey, thanks for calling in, Wynn. It's always good to hear from a fan. First-time caller, long-time listener. Why don't we... Okay, one thing I did want to bring up.
Well, we're treading water.
Well, you know we're not treading water. one thing I wanted to bring up that me and Jack have talked about. Mia, do you know of the show or the radio station in Vancouver called Jack FM? Have you seen ads for that?
I have seen plenty of ads for that.
So Jack FM is a radio station.
Yes.
And me and Jack had a...
Jack and I.
The King and I, as they say, have a bit of a...
A beef.
Maybe potential for a deal, though, as well. Okay. Jack, do you want to maybe explain what's going on
there? So, all right. As you know, as any first-time, long-time listeners know, my name is Jack. My first name, that is, not all three.
Your name's not Jack, Jack, Jack.
No, I'm not Jack Johnson over here.
No.
And what we want to do is trade them for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hour and a half.
90 minutes. That is how long our show is.
Yeah.
So for an hour and a half on Friday nights, we get to take over their call.
No, just their name.
Just their name.
Okay.
So CITR becomes Jack FM. And Jack FM, if they want... can be CITR.
I don't know if we have that bargaining power.
Okay.
They Jack can be FM Radio Pizza Party.
Can be Radio Pizza Party FM for an hour Friday nights.
Yeah.
Hour and a half, sorry. 90 minutes.
Yeah.
90 whole minutes.
90 whole minutes.
Sweet.
We're not talking
minutes.
Like 45 seconds of every minute.
No. Whole thing. The thing is that I, at least to my knowledge, I don't know if there's anyone named Jack on air on Jack FM at that time. I mean, if there is, maybe we can, we can talk about it.
Do you think they only hire Jacks?
I feel like that would be illegal.
It's just Jacks and Jacqueline's there.
Yeah, that would feel like that might be like, you can't really hire for a specific name, can you? I imagine I don't know if that's technically a protected.
I don't know if that would be.
Yeah.
Does that make it illegal to like, if you're writing a movie script and they say, I'm writing this role for like Nicolas Cage?
Well, no, that's different because it's a
movie. You're only looking for one name.
Yeah, but.
Well, you're not looking for, like, you can't just not anyone name Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
One specific Nicolas Cage.
Very, very good point.
And
that's even
worse. He has
worse,
a specific set of skills.
No, you're thinking of Liam Neeson.
Oh, right. Yeah, he has a certain set of skills. But I don't think, but Jack FM, first of all, okay, two questions now. Can we have your name from 6 to 7:30 Friday nights, just for a little bit? If you're listening, Jack FM.
Call in,
604-822-2487. Also, is everyone you hire have to be called Jack? And maybe we can talk about the legality of that.
Yeah, and if so, can I get a job there?
Yeah, I mean, like.
I mean, I have radio experience.
You do?
Yeah.
90 minutes every week.
Adding it up. I mean, I've almost got my wings. I'm like a pilot.
How many hours of...
I think it's 100,000 hours.
Oh.
If you want to be able to fly a plane.
Okay.
Of radio experience.
Oh.
It's much less if it's flying time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They don't really compare that much.
No. I mean, I imagine being a pilot using the radio is not that biggest part of it. But it is enough so that, like, if you have enough radio experience, I imagine it's...
Yeah, it works out.
Eventually. It translates pretty well.
Yeah, it translates. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like...
So where do we go from here?
Where do we go from here? So I guess we wait for them. We're going to give you a Jack FM, you got a week.
You got this. We're going to fire some warning shots.
If we don't hear back from you, we might have to come to you, Jack FM. We want to be called Jack FM for 90 minutes on Friday nights, 6 to 7:30.
Or 6 to 7:30.
And it might even be a few minutes less, because sometimes we're not fully,
there's a guy who comes in after us. He likes to come in for the 5 minutes from like 7:25 to 7:30, and he sets up. He has a bunch of records.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So often we'll finish it around 7:25, 7:26.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then sometimes we're not in until maybe 6:05. So, you know, like...
That's true. Sometimes the people before us go long.
Yeah, so there's
like
really...
throwing a football.
Yeah, there's really nothing for them to lose.
No.
Except for their name from Fridays, 6 to 7:30.
And sometimes 6:05 to 7:26.
Yeah.
But that is what it is.
It is what it is.
C'est la vie.
C'est la vie. So, Jack FM, just reach out and we'll get
call
this
us.
Going. Yeah, call us. We have about 12 minutes left in the show. Did we want to play... I had one game planned, but this might not work out because... I don't know if Mia knows enough about just general things.
It's not my area of expertise.
So maybe we can help this. We can specify this. What sort of like pop culture things do you have knowledge about?
Star Trek.
I think I knew that. Okay. Star Wars?
Not as much Star Wars.
Okay.
A little bit of Stargate.
Okay. So star content.
Star thing. Star. What about A Star Is Born?
A star. Is that? Oh, no.
Okay.
Okay. So we couldn't do that one.
Yeah.
So I was planning on doing that game where you're given a person or a thing and you have to guess, like 20 questions. But
thing about that, though, is I'm really terrible at that.
I know. So I didn't want to put you in a sticky situation.
What if we go with the classic Would You Rather, but we make it exam themed?
Oh, okay. If you want to take charge of that.
Yeah, sure. I'll try to come up with some on the spot.
Would you push the button?
Can you play the theme song?
Oh, of course.
Can you play it slower so I have a bit more time?
Yeah, just I'll tell you right now, my computer's going to make it nice and slow for us. Okay, cool. Nice.
It's tired from all the hacking earlier.
Oh, yeah. It's a break. Would you rather want to hurt? Oh, slower. I don't know how to do that.
Would you rather? I don't either. You're the big hacker over here.
Yeah, let me try to hack it. Would
you rather want to see me fly? Okay, I got them.
You've covered those up, and I'll see if I can try to find a way to slow this down.
Okay.
Oh, I think if I play with Windows Media Book. Sorry, just...
Okay. Would you rather have two exams on one day?
Whoa.
Or have 20 exams, but they're spread out?
Spread out how much?
A week.
A week?
Yeah,
a week.
So 20 weeks a year, you have at least one final exam.
No, I'll take the two finals in one day.
Tristan?
I'm sorry.
That should be your intro music anytime you say something.
What?
So would you rather have two exams in one day?
Okay.
Or, you know, I'm going to bump it up for you. Three exams in one day or 20 exams, but with a week between each.
So I get like a whole half a year.
Well, closer to 2/5, but yeah.
I might do the exams in quick succession just to like get it over with.
Okay.
Might be my go there, but I don't know. I don't know. Why don't you come up with another one? Oh, I think I figured out how to play it. Here we go. Slow.
Turn it up. Okay, so here's what we do.
Okay.
Would you rather write an exam with your hands tied behind your back?
Okay.
Or write an exam with a blindfold on?
I can't focus on what you're saying.
You have to do it.
Okay. Hands behind your back or...
or with a blindfold on.
If your hands are behind your back, you have a fighting chance with your teeth.
Yes.
But if you're blindfolded, you can't read the questions.
No. You get 10 minutes to read the questions and memorize them. And memorize where the questions are on the paper.
How many questions are
30.
There?
30.
Ooh, that's hard.
15 of them are multiple choice.
Oh, so
10 are short answer, and 5 are essays.
5 essays?
You have 6 hours.
I'm going to talk to the dean.
But it works out because there's only 15 multiple choice.
Oh, so you definitely
works. Do that
works.
In like a minute.
It works out.
Like yeah, the time works out.
No, like you end up being successful, like it works out?
No, it's up to you.
Oh. Okay.
You got to figure that out. Oh. But like the time works out. If your hands are tied behind your back, you can also look at the piece of paper, then turn around with a pen in hand and kind of lean over the pen.
Then I'll do that.
Yeah, that's clearly the superior option.
Yeah, I'll do that one.
All right.
Do you need to...
Yeah, can you play the theme song again?
Yeah, for sure. Just 1 second.
Okay. Is this even slower?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I okay. don't know.
Anyway.
I don't think so, but I didn't change anything.
Would you rather write your exam with a pen
uh-huh.
or a pencil?
Do I have the option of an erasable pen?
Yeah, but it's one of those like dollar store ones that doesn't quite work.
And what kind of pencil is it?
One of those ones that are you'd get at school that was like wrapped in plastic and had like a cool design
wrapped
on it.
In plastic?
But it always like the colorful design.
Yeah, but it always jammed up the pencil sharpener and the lead was always broken inside.
Those ones sucked.
Yeah.
I would do pen.
I would also do the pen.
Okay, Jack, I'm going to play this one fast now.
Okay.
And I'm going to see.
Do I have to think of one this fast?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So it's going to, I don't know how fast it's going to be. Okay. There's three options: fast, normal, slow. And that was
okay.
Slow. So it's going to be a similar amount of speed up.
Okay.
Okay, let's give this a shot.
Oh, this got a beat. Would you rather fight your professor or fight your dad?
Would you?
I did it. Right under the line.
Oh, God.
I got the question. All right, Tristan, fight your professor or fight your dad? And it's your toughest professor.
Like toughest,
like strongest.
Most challenging course. What would be – see, I only took three classes this semester, so my toughest professor
– Name them.
I'm not going to name them.
Give us an initial.
Would probably be my English professor, which we both know from Twitter,
yes.
Which I won't name.
Don't dox your English professor.
Yeah, but he. So I have to fight him.
You have to fight him or your dad.
Or my dad.
And I feel like your dad's been in a fight before.
Oh, my dad's been in a few fights. my dad's pretty tough. I feel like my dad would know how to like really fight. But like current versions of them both.
Yes.
So I would, I guess, fight my dad because I feel like I could mend that relationship. I feel like if I fought a professor. That would really that'd screw me over in so many different ways.
But they wouldn't tell anyone.
Wait, what?
This is like a secret fight.
It would be like the bit in Fight Club where he's like, I fell down some stairs.
Wait.
I'm not saying you'd fight them like in front of the class. I'm talking like a meet.
Would I have
me
to
out.
Fight my dad in front of the class?
Oh, yeah. You had to fight your dad in front of the class naked and you forgot there was an exam today.
Oh, no.
I have dreams about that.
Yeah.
So I guess fight my dad.
You'd fight your dad?
Yeah, because I feel like it'd be easier.
Mia,
the floor is
yours.
The point about my future is a good point.
But if no one, it doesn't get out, then it might be.
If it doesn't get out.
Your prof's not a snitch.
I could probably take my professor. I'm just saying.
Okay. All right.
Hear that, prof? Hear that, Mia?
I didn't mean it.
Jack, what about you, Mr. Questioner?
I'd say my toughest professor is probably my boxing coach.
Oh.
And that's
true.
And that's Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, wow. How do you afford that?
I have my ways.
Okay.
I'm his manager.
Oh, what? whoa.
And I would say that I would fight both of them at the same time.
What? No, that's
not. No. Here's my plan. I'd get them to both throw a punch at the same time on either side of me, and then I'd duck, and they'd knock each other out.
Oh my! Your dad and
I'm sorry,
Mark. But
are you cheating at Would You Rather?
I've met your dad, and I don't know if he could knock out Floyd Mayweather.
I've seen my dad punch out a moose before.
What?
With a car, but
oh
yeah.
Okay, I don't know if that counts, but...
Yeah, you get punched out. I would fight both of them and then trick them into knocking each other out.
Like, what kind of fight is this? Is this like a... like, are we like throwing down or is this
You can have weapons.
What?
What?
What if they choose guns?
Might wear a bulletproof vest.
That'd be your weapon.
Yeah. And then I'd put it on them and do it up real tight and they get all uncomfortable.
Why would they get uncomfortable because you're putting on a vest tightly?
Because it'd be too tight. They'd go home, try to get it off.
Off of you?
Off of them. Oh. I'd put it on them really tight.
Oh.
Oh, that's...
No, I'd be wearing nothing underneath. They'd be like, oh, no, I don't like this.
That'd be very uncomfortable. Yeah. Subject Floyd Mayweather and your dad, Mark, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I didn't... Well, you kind of snuck a few things under the wire there, so...
Yeah. Should we close out the show with the theme song?
Oh, I do want to... Fast version?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you do fast and then switch to slow halfway through?
I don't know if I can. Let's give it a shot. I don't know if I... All right, wait, but sorry. Give it a shot.
But you rather wanna hurt. This is good. I like
good.
It.
I like it fast.
Not as smooth as I would have liked, but still good.
It's the best I could do.
Yeah. Turn it up.
This is like that feeling like right before you fall asleep.
Your thoughts are kind of slowing down, like, oh, here we go. Speaking of about to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Our show's wrapping up.
Yeah, it's wrapping up. It's wrapping up. Usually we have David Love Jones coming up next, but I don't know if he's going to be here today. I guess we'll find out.
I don't see him.
But if not, he's usually here Fridays.
African Rhythms. African Love Rhythms.
Yeah. He plays all sorts of African music, black music, all sorts of fun stuff.
Jazz.
Yeah, he's got a lot of, he's plays a lot of cool stuff like that. So tune in and see what's going on there.
See what's happening.
See what's happening. Thank you, Mia.
Thank you
so much.
Is there anything? Do you want to plug like your Twitter? Or
well, I would love. Can I plug my Twitter?
Yeah,
everyone,
your Twitter.
Follow me on Twitter.
All right,
Mia's Twitter is generally Twitter? Really good. What's the handle?
It's M_X_Kramer with a K.
I think
like Seinfeld.
I don't know if I follow you on Twitter.
You
but
really should be.
You have a very funny Twitter.
Thank you.
Yeah, Kramer, K-R-A-M-E-R.
K-R-A-M-E-R, yeah. I would also like to plug the movie Mamma Mia.
Oh, yeah.
Truly a classic, one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. That one goes down the books as... It's like
one of the best.
It's like Godfather, Mamma Mia.
2001.
Space Odyssey. All right, so why don't we name the show? We haven't done it in a while. But,
oh, yeah. So the way we name our show, Mia, is we go around and we each say a single word, and then that becomes the title. Doesn't have to be narrative. Can if you want.
It can be non sequiturs. Mia, why don't you pick the first word?
Okay, I'm going to go with turnip.
And I'll say snitch.
Killed.
Turnip, snitch, killed. Okay,
there's
sweet.
A narrative.